You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Giants are at a point in their schedule where they can make a huge move, and that sounds funny considering that they are having a really good season so far. But let's talk a little bit about that. I'm Allison Footer. I'm here with Chris Haft. Chris, I am talking about the fact that between now and the All-Star break, there are no teams that they will be playing that have a 500 or better record. And so far, they are 31-14 against teams below 500. So while they have to play all the games and some, you know, there's a lot of below 500 teams that are pretty good, but they have to be looking at this part of the schedule and thinking, we could put ourselves in a fantastic position coming out of the All-Star break.
Yeah, I think they know, yes, Allison, I think they know that, you know, implicitly. They don't really come out and say, oh, we got to take care of this, but you know, they know what they have to do. And this, they really are a professional group. That's why they, you know, that's why they won the three World Series. And, you know, it's also resulted from, it's, you know, it's a chicken or egg thing. You know, what does the professionalism come and make them winners, or do they become winners and that makes them more professional? I think it's a little bit of both. And, you know, they know what they have to do. And, you know, and as you say, they've been beating the teams they have to beat. And that's, you know, there have been years where they haven't done so well against the bottom feeders. And so this is a big thing for them.
Yeah, this is just a good team. I don't care what anybody. It's funny because I was going through, like, okay, what are we going to talk about this week? And like I said, it's so much easier to talk about bad teams than good teams. Because good teams, they just win, and they get good pitching, and they get good offense, and they get good relief pitching. And I might have to start talking about Cha-Cha Bowls and Clam Chowder again.
There you go.
Yeah, they're playing right now as we're recording this, but before that, they've won 10 of 11. They're 19 games over 500, and they're 5.5 games ahead. There has been one issue. Matt Duffy went on the DL with an Achilles issue, so that's kind of a problem. So why don't we talk a little bit about who his replacement is, who could be getting the majority of the playing time over there?
Well, it's a semi-platoon with left-hand batting Connor Golaski facing right-hand pitchers, and right-hand batting Ramiro Pena facing lefties. That's probably the way it'll go. Most of the time, I think Bruce Bochy will use a platoon, you know, with those two. You know, Knapp was starting to hit well when he got hurt, and that was a shame because he's been inconsistent or erratic by his own admission through most of the year. But if he's able to come back in just the two-week period, I think that'll be good. You know, obviously, it'll be good for the Giants. It'll benefit them not just having Matt Duffy back, but also having given Pena and Golaski, you know, some more at-bats and just, you know, getting them. It's always good for the reserves to get as much playing time as possible.
One thing that we haven't talked a lot about is the bullpen. I remember in spring training, we have talked about this, but let's talk about it again. But we were talking to Dwayne Kuiper. We did a little interview with him, and he was saying that the one thing that the Giants will not let happen is the bullpen to be the downfall of this team, and whatever they need, they're going to have to find a way to go out and get it. The relievers have really had a nice June. One of the lower ERAs in the majors after really having a pretty high ERA. They were like 14th of 15 in the National League, and they've really kind of gotten that together. So that's been a good contributor to this run, huh?
Oh, definitely. And, you know, Allison, last night, or I should say Wednesday night in Pittsburgh was a great example. Jeff Samardzija got knocked out after three innings. It was equal to the shortest start of his career. And the bullpen contributed six, count them, six shutout innings. They allowed four, over four hits. Pittsburgh native Derek Law performed before his, you know, fans and friends and relatives, started all off with two scoreless innings. It was a great game for the bullpen. It came at the right time. Excuse me. And so, they may be rounding in the shape.
Yeah, I mean they have to be feeling pretty good about. I have to say, I'm surprised that the Dodgers are. And they've had a nice run. I'm kind of waiting for that to all fall apart. To be honest with you, I just don't think that they have it. But I guess that kind of keeps the Giants on their toes all the time, right? Because it's never just a one team race. until the final week of the season.
No, that's correct. Again, it's just a habit with them, I think, to look over their shoulder or look alongside them, you know, at the Dodgers. So the Dodgers, that's just the way it is between those two teams. I know the Giants don't take the Dodgers for granted. I'm not sure what the Dodgers are like when things are going well with them. But, again, the Giants always have that carrot on a stick ahead of them, you know, in the form of the Dodgers.
Yeah, it makes for a great rivalry and great theater. So, okay, get back to your game, Chris. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, thank you, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.